When people get laid off, they do all sorts of different things, work odd jobs, stay home with the kids, maybe go back to school. But not 44-year-old Donna Byrne. She recently lost her job at a ranch in Arcadia, Florida, and she couldn't afford her rent anymore.
So she decided to move to Texas or maybe Montana. Anyway, she's laid off, so she has a lot of time on her hands. She's getting there on horseback. She hopes to find a job as a cowgirl. NPR's Brian Reed caught up with her and her horses, Jay and Tonto, on Route 301 in Wildwood, Florida.
On a road full of motorcycles, pickup trucks, and 18-wheelers, it isn't too hard to spot a woman on horseback. So Donna Byrne is attracting a lot of attention. 5 minutes after I found her, Daniel Skidmore pulled over to meet the cowgirl.
She loaded up her horses and all her worldly goods and hit the road. I don't know many women would do that.
I got into my rented Eclipse and met Byrne at a rest stop up ahead. She tied Jay and Tonto to a handicapped parking sign, and they gulped down 5 buckets of water.
He's got a nice personality, too. You get on him.
This is Tonto, her pack horse.
And then he wants to buck.
And how about Jay?
She's all right. She gets one of them temperaments. She wants to go, 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 go.
Kind of
like, hold her back.
Kind of like you a little bit?
Yeah.
Byrne was a truck driver for many years, and that road mentality has stuck. She has no family, so when work didn't pan out in Florida, Byrne says heading west was the best solution she could think of.
It's been a dream wanting to do this ride. Lost a house, lost a job.
Yeah.
Had to do something quick. I figure right now would be the best time to do it.
She spent the first few nights of her journey sleeping outside. Then some local papers picked up Byrne's story, and that's when people started looking for her. Drive-by benefactors pulled over and donated cash. Some offered their homes and their stables. A vet gave the horses roadside shots. A farrier gave them a new set of shoes. In these tough times, something about Byrne's old-fashioned earnestness strikes a chord with people. It's almost like she rode straight out of a John Steinbeck novel. Just listen to her describe her dream life in Montana.
Owning a log cabin house, having my own piece of property, doing my own ranching. Mountains all around it.
Of all the folks helping Byrne, horse lovers seem to be especially galvanized.
Horse people are kind of a stick-together bunch, so you need to kind of help out somebody if you can.
That's Lisa Pinnell. She was at the receiving end of an elaborate phone chain to find lodging for Byrne in Wildwood. Pinnell let Jay and Tonto stay in her paddock, while Byrne slept at Sandy Lenore's house down the road. This is Lenore.
I just think she's trying to hang on to her horses, which is... For a lot of us, that's our sanity. These animals are our sanity. And she's hanging on to them, and she's going after her dream. She's got nothing to lose.
Members of a Florida chapter of Cowboys for Christ, a national organization, have started a website for Byrne, and they've been making calls on her behalf. They're trying to hook her up with people through Florida and even on to Texas. Nobody's really thinking further than that yet. Well, except for Byrne.
You think there's any more work out there than here?
People have been looking and they say no, there ain't. It's tough all the way around. It really is.
What are you going to do if you get out there and it's just no luck?
Just keep on riding.
And that's what she's doing every day. After the horses slurp their last slurp, Byrne ties the bucket to Tonto's pack and hoists herself onto Jay. She tips the floppy brim of her cowboy hat. And the three head on down the asphalt trail. Brian Reed, NPR News.
You can follow Donna Byrne's journey at npr.org. Our program was produced by Nancy Fargali and edited by Martha Little. The director is Andy Houlihan. The day-to-day production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Chip Grabo, Sarah Spivak, Kenya Young, Kimin Sung, Sky Road, Nihar Patel, and Angel Barbizon.
Our editors are Jacob Conrad, Jason DeRose, and Jolie Myers. Our technical director is Leo Del Aguila with engineer Sean Corey Campbell. The day-to-day theme was composed by Greg Smith.
The executive producer is Deborah Clark. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.
I guess I better put your big feet on the ground.